This post is about the movie How to Train Your Dragon, directed by Chris Sanders and Dean DuBois, starring Jay Baruchel, Gerard Butler, and America Ferrera. All that is uniquely you. Home is a perfect hodgepodge of persistent pets and inescapable expectations of who you are and what you can be. More so not what you make of it, but what it makes of you. Machinations and unctions of spirit are all you have to do what others won't. It's often not about forsaking where or who you are, but embracing and applying all that is uniquely you. Finding what you had yet to build was all that separated you from the heights you had yet to reach. 12 degrees north of hopeless, a meridian of misery, a fairly accurate description of life when in the depth of youth. In the wake of socialization and inauguration of adulthood, there comes the wanting to fit in and be nothing else but one of them. Those at the front line of upkeep and responsibility, who guard the homes, cast the nets, take the shots, and feed the village. It's an admiration. And all you really want to do is try. But mess up enough, they won't even give you the freedom to do that. No better is a situation when the person you look up to the most of all, the one who's supposed to be there for you, is not even there to give you a fighting chance. Nor do they even believe that you have one. Being different is somehow a bad thing. And a hope in knowing who you are to become is at its last breath. They say it's better you not try anything at all. It's for your own good, an antiquated and ineffectual form of protection. What they don't realize is, it's only a matter of when, not if, you're going to get out there and try again, as it's the only thing you know to do. Why don't you fly away? Soon it comes, the moment you longed for finally arrives, yet you come to find out it was never really what you wanted at all. No longer can you go on trying to be something you're not. Better to let it go than to go on to do what was never really you to begin with. Only now it's too late. At the close of the door, you're in the thick of it. What you longed for so long now stands right in front of you. You could finally walk like them, talk like them, think like them. But the only problem is, you're not really like them. So why don't you just fly away? Well, there's more to the picture. It's not just something you can sniff out or make up. It starts with a chance, and one where you warm up to it, or they to you. And the very same thing you sought to kill now brings a life long in the making, one you are now just coming to know. And the weight of your reality and what you don't want comes a fire to go after what you do. It's go time. Off you go. Bring it to life. Picture it. Draw it out. Create from nothing with the very tools you know so well. Soar high into the depths of possibility and close the cage to all you were scared of before. To trial and error situation that proves useful in more ways than one. Home starts to kind of feel like home, but only for the reasons you never thought it would. It's the tale as old as time, out with the old and in with the new. And there you are, above it all, in flight amongst the once hopeless outlook you have long since put behind to make way for what you have yet to ascend. Scary, yes. Risky, absolutely. Yet it's better you latch on and trust what you got here than to not try at all. It's in the stillness of discovery you come to see that all you thought you knew has been wrong. With a new understanding, no way you can go back. At first they don't understand. In the face of their greatest misconception, how can they? It's not something to talk them through, but to show firsthand. Let skepticism and fear have its way. Very soon comes the settling calm after the ease of realization. The almost serene experience comes from truly seeing and knowing. It's more than pretty cool. It's amazing. You just gestured all of me. Head first, you're now a passenger into a world adjacent, one you never knew. They weren't stealing to survive, but stealing to live. The control of one vice brought the need for another. Now two sides are at odds when really there is another to blame. So quickly can we attack what is misunderstood, to lock up without reason, not even a single moment to just listen. Anger at its peak leaves little room for empathy, and wrong at the head of the sail forgoes what is right. Yet light will always make its way, and to do good is to do for others because of the lapse we see in ourselves. So quickly can we attack what is misunderstood, to lock up without reason, not even a single moment to just listen. Anger at its peak leaves little room for empathy, and wrong at the head of the sail forgoes what is right. Yet light will always make its way, and to do good is to do for others because of the lapse we see in ourselves. Quickly can we see just how wrong we are, and how very right the other person is. In the depth of the two comes a heart transformed in a new beginning, as it's more than just surviving, it's living. In the onset of trouble, it is what's right that comes to the rescue. No matter the size of the fee, or what must be given for the task, to make alive a good to long last matters more than anything. From courage is the wake of a new beginning, one where worlds emerge all the better, faculties made whole. So take heed to what has been there from the start, and don't stop there. Sky's the limit when you listen. Trust, and when you have a pet dragon. To the believer, they've killed hundreds of us, and we've killed thousands of them. They defend themselves, that's all. They raid us because they have to. They don't bring enough food back. They'll be eating themselves. We leave no room for the recognition of vices. The control of sin on one oftentimes does not diffuse its stronghold when met with others. Rather, does it beget the birth of something else entirely? To what end will we allow the enemy's greatest weapon to work strongly amongst us? To the weary soul pattered by the replication of such darkness, there leaves room for only one to lead him away from such a path. Saddening is it to see our nature in full effect. And no better are we to say we are any different. May we yield ourselves to something more, as for darkness is not of its own existence, but the lack of light and the goodness thereof. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. This post was all about the movie, How to Train Your Dragon.